So there are many topics that we can find when we talk about the economics of art. So the economics of art is composed by many aspects of culture and can be described using a distinction between four specific sub-disciplines. So we have the visual art, we have the performing arts, then we have a cultural heritage, and then finally the fine arts. When we talk about visual arts, we mean everything that is exposed and appreciated by sight. And for instance, the different form that arise from sculpture, painting. So this is the visual art. When we talk about the performing art, we are talking about the sector dealing with all form of entertainment, such as rock music, performance, jazz, cinema, classical, opera, ballet. And this is the area of performing arts. Then when we talk about the cultural heritage, we mean the tangible and intangible heritage, which most of the time is the expression of a culture. And finally, when we talk about the fine art, we mean the whole segment of collectible items that can be collected and especially that satisfy an aesthetic need or a symbolic need. And we talk about antiquity, jewelry, vintage car. So we have this segmentation, and also this segmentation is useful to analyze different kind of sector. Can I close the door? So we have a different area, and this difference is important because, for instance, when we talk about economics of art, then there are disciplines, different subsector, and especially different author who were specialized in a specific area of research. In this lesson, we are talking especially about the visual arts, so the economics of the visual arts. But if we are talking about, for instance, the economics of the performing art, there are other rules and different issue important, also because the product is different. The product of individual art, mainly we are talking about painting, photography, sculpture. The product of in the performing art is an immaterial product. So just to think about, we are talking two different products with different rules. And finally, when we talk about fine art, we are talking, for instance, in something really close to the visual art in terms of mechanism of exchange. Also because if we are talking about the auction market, we have this different segment. We can buy at the auction, for instance, painting, sculpture, and there are specific sale for this, and or we can also have the auction of vintage car. So, or we have also the auction of clocks. So we have a similar exchange mechanism. Instead, when we talk about performing art, it's something completely different. We also have to say that the economics of art is relatively a new discipline, and also in the last year some consulting company have been specialized in this segment of the market, creating research studies and work to propose to different clients related to many aspects of the creativity, the organization. So this is just a broad definition of the visual art system. So we have different actors that offer to potential client luxury good or good with a high symbolic content, and these goods satisfy specific need. So just in a general way. And the composition of this sector is composed by different operators with an heterogeneous activities. So we have operator, we can differentiate the operator from an institutional perspective. So there are company private or there are company public, so institutional perspective. Then we can also differentiate the operator in this visual art system from the perspective of the motivation met. So there are, for instance, organization that satisfy specific need, other organization satisfy other need. So this way to segment is important because it's able to delimitate different sector. Now is more theoretical, but then I will make some example that explain you. Then we can also segment the sector concerning the funding streams. So maybe there are companies funded by private capital and other from public capital. And of course, this is an important factor that will have an impact. The demand of work of art originated by different agents. The first one is the private sector. Then we have also the sector dealing with museum. Museum are most of the most important buyer of work of art, also because they have a huge power to influence the reputation and also the career of an artist. So it's really important to develop a relationship with museum, especially from the point of view of the gallery that is dealing the work of the specific artist, because being included in a museum collection is really important for the value, the reputation of an artist. So this is another target, another important target, museum. And museum, we can talk about also museum funded by public funded, or also museum funded by private. And also we have public bodies, so government, city council, European Union, so other actors that require, collect, and demand work of art. So there are many actors that we can segment, and all these actors try to satisfy different needs. The art market so is divided into different segments, which are often very distant from each other. To the extent that it's possible to talk about different market and system with little interaction. So we are talking sometimes to completely different market. So it's not possible to say I work in this kind of market and I change, I will work in another market. No, different kind of market with different rules and with different infrastructure. How we can segment the market? We can segment the market according to different criteria. Different criteria which reflect the identity of specific galleries. So less specific galleries, but also specific supporting institutions such as museum. Let's talk about specific gallery. We can find a gallery we can segment the market according to the historical character. So we can find gallery working only with ancient art. We can find gallery working only with modern art, or other gallery working with contemporary art. So it's not the same. So the segmentation of the market is according to the historical character. Oppure we can segment also the market according to the geographical character. So a gallery working at an international level, or maybe a gallery working at the national level, or maybe a gallery working at the local level, is another segmentation. So, and gallery working in different segment will have different rules to follow. Then it's possible to segment also by the distributive character. So it means, are you working in the primary market or are you working in the secondary market? Primary market, you know what is primary market? Secondary market? Come?
That you're buying from the artist is the first market.
Primary market. E secondary market?
Then maybe from the collectors to the other collectors.
Esatto. It's not first. Then we will talk about primary market, secondary market. But just to say that there are different kind of segment. And if you organize a business, you are talking of different business with different rules. So let's try to go deep and to define what is the primary market and the secondary market. So the primary market is the market where the work of art are being sold for the first time. So where the work of art are sold for the first time? First from the artist studio, and also from the dealer, because most of the time the artist is working with the dealer, which has the exclusive agreement to sell the work of the artist. So in any case, from the dealer and from the artist, the work of art is sold for the first time. And so we are talking about primary market. The primary market is also the area in which the most important innovation in terms of artistic research are realized, because the work is new and the dealer is discovering new talent and he is putting effort to promote through catalog, through exhibition, the work of the artist. So it's really marketing intensive from the point of view of the dealer. And this is the primary market. So it's important to say that it's sold for the first time, and it's really marketing intensive and involve a large investment in advertising. Large investment which most of the time is supported by a dealer. If you don't have a dealer, you don't have such an investment, and your possibility of success and career are really low comparing to have a dealer, just to make sure of the rules. The secondary market, instead, is when the exchange of work of art that have already been sold at least one happens. So the work of art are already sold for the first time and then are sold again a second time. This market is made up of auction houses, is made up of brokers and dealers. But most of the time, when we talk about secondary market, we are talking about auction houses, but also dealer specialized in the secondary market, but most of the time auction houses. So if a collector, a dealer, or a gallery sell a work of art that has been previously sold, the work is on the secondary market. What we can say that passing from the primary market to the secondary market, both the reputation of the artist and the economic value of the artwork increase. It's really important the roles of the gallery, because they control the price of work of art, and then they maintain or increase the value. What does it mean? It means that if a gallerist is working with an artist with a long-term perspective, not only short-term, but with a long-term perspective, he will try to defend the prices of the artist without selling the work of art for less. So it means that he's coming a new collector, and the dealer has two work of art of an artist. If the dealer is working with the artist in a long-term perspective, he wouldn't accept to sell two work of art at less than the price set. Instead, if the relationship is a short time, so only one exhibition after, so the dealer maybe would agree to sell the work of art at less. So that's why sometimes it's important to have a long-term relationship, because it's a certain way a commitment of the dealer in with the work of the artist, and also it's a way to control the price and to maintain or increase the value of the work. A few words about the sector of the dealer. The dealer market is characterized by, most of the time, by small, medium enterprises. So it means that these are business organized by a small company. 20% of the sample is composed by a firm consisting of one individual, and 26% by two people working together. Just to say that most of the time the business of an art gallery is a family business, is a business where are employed 2, 3, 4 people. An important thing is that the dealer market is strongly linked to the life and personal experience of the founder, which employ on average 3-4 people, including the owner. So it's important these things, because most of the time the business is related to the founder. Sometimes the daughter are not able to continue the business of the founder, because it's really related to personal skill, to personal relationship, and to a certain kind of attitude of the founder. So it's a business, it's a family business that sometimes is not able to be passed to the daughter. And is mainly composed by a male population. So there are research that say that quite 56% of the workforce in the dealer market are composed by male, and the majority, 70% of the gallery, 70% are run by men. So just to say that there are many women, but sometimes it's still a male business. So the market for contemporary art could be segmented according to the quality of product, according to the geographical borders, and also according to the price range, and divided in 4 markets. We have the classical contemporary art market, we have the avant-garde market, we have the alternative art market, and the junk market. This is obviously a raw segmentation, but it's just useful to explain you that there are different characteristics that affect and influence different market. So the classical contemporary, we can say that is a global art market. So the reach is international reach, and is formed by living artists, but already historicized, living or dead from few years. The work of art were widely circulated in the secondary market, so these are artists with already a reputation, they are already famous, and they are already in the secondary market. And most of the time is composed by artists, super famous, superstar artists. So it's the classical contemporary art market. Then we have the avant-garde market. The avant-garde is composed by the most important emerging artists. We are talking about an international market, so the most important emerging artists working at an international level. And in this market is really important the power of the gallery. The power of the gallery, which can influence the reputation of this emerging artist. Then we have the alternative art market. The alternative art market is more a national market, is composed by living artists, but famous more at a national level. And is composed by also operator dealers working at national level and attending more national fair. Finally, the junk market is more a decorative market, is composed by work of art used for furniture, for interior design, without any cultural value. So the main function is to furnish and is not related to any aspect of creating of culture. And so these are products that are used with decorative intent. Between the artist and the dealer, there is in a certain way a relationship similar to a monopoly, because the creativity effort of the artist is necessary to the success of the dealer. But on the other side, the promotional effort done by the dealer is fundamental for the career of the artist. So both need the other part. So the agreement between the artist and the dealer can have more or less a constrained nature. So it means that sometimes artists propose their work to different galleries, and each gallery is targeting a different sector of the demand. And this is a relationship more free, is not tied by any kind of agreement. Other times there are written agreement, but especially when we are talking about avant-garde market and classical contemporary, when the artist is still alive. What is the percentage due to a dealer? The percentage can range from 30% to 80% according to the agreement. For instance, if the artist is really emerging, is not famous, and is working with a very, very famous dealer, for instance, a new artist, not famous, is working with Larry Gagosian, the power of the dealer is really high, and the dealer can say, yes, I wanted 80% of the price, just because the dealer has a really power. Other times there is the difference. Maybe the artist is already really famous and is working with a dealer just because want the promotion of his work in a specific market. And so the dealer, the artist can say at the dealer, I will give you only 30% of the revenue. So the relationship change according to the power of the parts. Sometimes we have to say that there are few exclusive contracts where artists reserve all the production for a specific gallery. In return, the galleries give the artist a monthly income that allow them to create freely. So in a certain way, there is also sometimes this kind of relationship where the dealer get all the production of the artist with a specific number of work of art. Is an agreement. Maybe you have to give me every year 15 work of art of this dimension, and in return I will give you every year a certain kind of money every month. So it's like in this case we have to say that few artists benefit from this kind of financial security, but it happens. So in a certain way, in this case, the artist is really tied to the dealer and get a monthly income. In general, anyway, emerging artists without established reputation leave their work on consignment to the gallery and don't have this kind of monthly income. So let's talk about instead the contemporary art patronage. So contemporary art patronage is really important because it's part of the system, and collector or the demand side is important for different purposes, as I told before, because they help to create work of art. They support collector the career of some artists. They also collect discovery, collect and discovering new idea. And in some cases, collectors are also funder of museum, private museum. So the collector is really important in the market and is acquiring more and more relevance in the contemporary art market. We can say that in the past three decades, a growing number of private museums were funded by philanthropist collectors. So art lover, but also not only collector, but also people that decided to promote and to express their identity through a collection, a personal view, and especially with a specific art program. And also the motivation are many, but one of these is to leave a lasting legacy, to leave some in the history. So the collection is, as I said, sometimes is the reflection of the art, the collector taste, and it's a way to promote his philanthropist effort. And there was a study published by Larry List, which reveals that there are about 350 private museums worldwide. There will be more, but this study considers only museum funded by living collector collecting contemporary art with an international reputation. So just to say that the sector is not so small, is growing, and especially is growing in the last years. The US has the greatest number of private museums, also because they have an history with the private support. If we think about maybe the Guggenheim was funded and created by a private collector. Also, the Whitney Museum was funded by a private collector. And, of course, other museums. If we think about the Getty Institute in Los Angeles was funded by a private collector. And there are many examples, and we are talking about example at the start of the last century. But in the last year, a growing number of living collectors are decided to open their own museum. So the US has the greatest number of private museums, followed by Germany, South Korea, China. And the funding date of private museum indicated that only 27% were funded before 2000. So it means that about 70%, 72% of these 350, so the majority, was funded after 2000. So it means that in the last 15 years, a lot of private museum funded by private collector were opening. And this is, I think, an important trend, and an important trend able to affect, in a certain way, the international art market.